Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Angel of Words podcast, where your stories are heard. And in this video, you will learn how to develop your look as an artist. You're also going to be learning how to book shows when you're an artist coming out from outside the country of the United States. And you're also going to know what you need to look for as a new music artist. Now, everyone, don't forget to tap on that subscribe button. Follow us on Spotify and all podcast platforms. Our sponsors today are OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, and AttitudeOn10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. If you want to learn how to make your own podcast, we have the training videos. So go to AOWENT and be on the lookout for that. And also, if you want to read the exclusive blog, it's on there as well. Now, on deck, on the Angel of Words podcast, all the way here from Ecuador, we have Nat V in the building. Nat V in the building, traveling all the way from where were you from? Guayaquil, Quito, what area? Got you here from?
I'm from Cuenca.
Cuenca? Okay. Is that mountainous region? Where is that exactly?
It's a mountain region. It's a little cold.
Okay.
Like spring the whole year.
That's amazing. Spring the whole year must be beautiful. Fantastic. That's like my dream come true. Now, you know, we have a lot to talk about, Nat V. You know, first of all, I want to go into your look as an artist because, you know, you came into the building, you know, you got the hair and makeup ready. You made making sure that you look like an artist. You're ready to perform. She'll be performing today. What's the name of the song again that you'll be performing today?
Let them know. Missing You.
Missing You, which is featuring another artist who cannot be here today. So
exactly.
It's okay. Well, she's going to do the whole entire song by herself. But, you know, I want to talk about your look. You know what I mean? And why that seems to be extremely important for you as an artist.
Well, I think it's been helping me a lot. The fact that I'm a hairstylist and a makeup artist, too. And that's because of my mom and my father, both like hairstylists. So that's been helping me a lot. And also, it's been, you know, such a... it's fun. I express myself. It's art. Like, it's how I express, like, how I feel, what I think. Sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I'm a Capricorn. And sometimes I'm, like, all pink. This season is all black. Like, my hair is black and everything. So I like to play with that. And... I think for artists that are starting trying to develop their image, it's important to don't be afraid to try whatever. Just try it. If you go wrong, you go wrong, but you will learn. And with the time, you will see what makes you feel comfortable. And if you copy another person, it's perfectly fine. And with the time, you will find what makes you feel genuine, because that's the most important thing for me. So that's how I've been developing my image, like little by little. I start by myself. I start creating my own outfits. And lately, I just met a designer. She's working with me. She's designing my outfits. So we work together. I bring her some clothes that I already have or new ideas, and she make it happen. She's amazing, Saint Germain.
Her name is Saint Germain?
Saint Germain.
Really? Like the alcohol?
Yeah.
No, I was a former bartender, folks. I'm sorry about that. You know what I mean? That bottle looked cool. Never forget it. Okay, so you're bringing her fabrics and things of that nature to design for you?
Yeah.
Okay. And like, I see you wear like a lot of open back stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Is that something you do on purpose? Can you like discuss why you go that route from what I see on your Instagram, you know?
Open back, you mean like...
Yeah, like, yeah, the, you know, like the back is open, like your outfits have the back open and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I show a lot of skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's one of the main reasons why some of my friends are not vibing with me anymore, because their mothers are like, oh, that girl shows too much skin, so don't be friends with her. Or sometimes... boyfriends of my girlfriends, they're like, oh, don't be friends with her, because she's showing too much skin. And there's not like a purpose. I just feel like it's myself. I've been like this my whole life.
Okay.
Sometimes in my country, I was not able to show that much because it's like not good scene for some people, because it's very conservative people and they are not really familiar with this. But here in New York, when I arrived 5 years ago, I saw everyone is wearing whatever they want. Like, you walk out there and then you see people wearing crazy things. I'm like, okay, this is my place. And I feel really good here, really. You can feel that freedom to be yourself. And that's what happens. Sometimes I just wear oversized things. So you can. Sometimes I just wear things like this, see-through things, you know, makes... Also, I think my outfit will speak a lot about my experience as an artist and what I've been going through this whole time since I arrived to New York, since I moved to New York. And yeah.
Now, that's important, right? Because New York is known as one of the epicenters of fashion. You know, could you elaborate a little bit more on like what you learned stylistically that's helped you with your look, you know, being in New York these last 5 years? Could you talk about that a little bit more?
So first thing that I did when I arrived, because when I arrived, I didn't know I wanted to make music as a career. I didn't know. I was not sure about it because I was too shy. But the first thing I did was being, how do you say this? Como...
Lo digo en español.
Sí, yeah.
So... I'll tell you in English if I know it.
No, como voluntaria, as a volunteer in Fashion Week.
Okay.
So I did that for like 3 seasons.
Oh, really? As soon as you got here, you worked at the Fashion Week.
Yeah. As soon as I got here, that was the first experience that I got. And my mom is a big, how can I say this? Like, she's, ella siempre me está impulsando, como like, do this, do that, learn this, learn that. Or she was pushing me on like, learn how to drive. I was like, no, I'm afraid. She's like, no, learn how to drive. Go there, go as a volunteer. She's been like, she's always pushing me to be a better person. And I think that's how I end up in this fashion industry in the beginning, because it's one of her friends that was like organizing everything. So from Ecuador, she was like, oh, you have to go to this. Da, 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 da. And that's how I went there. But I didn't learn that much fashion until I start recording in Brooklyn. And I start like having a lot of friends in Brooklyn, and then I finally find my place and my sound, kind of.
Oh, really? Really? In Brooklyn? What part of Brooklyn? What studio? Was there any place in particular?
Yeah, there is a studio named Locker Room.
Okay.
There's a studio named Locker Room. They also make events. So I met MRI. In Fight Club. So I met him, then I met some other people. That's how the networking started. And these people that I met that night in Fight Club, like MRI and Kaiser, some friends from the locker room, they invite me to the locker room. So I start making music there with them and, you know, feeling more like myself, more genuine, more freedom. And that's how it starts, like, more.
Okay, so let's talk about that, right? So you start networking, and that leads us to, you know, our other point was that, you know, you're coming in from another country, right? 5 years ago. Now you're booking shows. You know, you're a very new artist. I guess your first single dropped 2021, correct? The first official single that you have on Spotify, 2021?
The first official single was released this December 2022.
Oh, 2022. Okay, I don't know why I thought it was 2021. My dates are wrong. I'm sorry about that.
No.
So 2022.
Yeah.
So you're very new. You know what I mean? But you're already doing shows. How were you able to pull that off? How were you able to do that?
Well, I feel like, you know, I'm always hustling, like always thinking ahead. So if nobody's like searching for me, I'm not going to wait for them to find me. I'm going to find the way, my way. And after listening to a lot of like, YouTube videos, and people, it's like, find your own way, no matter what it is. And that's how I start, like, telling people about, I had some songs that I did before, but I didn't like them that much. That's why I didn't release them. But with all of these unreleased music, I start, contacting people like, hey, I'm here if you want.
People like who? Who were you contacting in particular, if you don't mind us asking?
I have a friend, Gabriel Castro.
Gabriel Castro.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is an executive. He brings a lot of artists, big artists, a lot of them from South America, but very famous artists. So he was one of the persons that that allows me to open a big show with 500 people for a big artist. And things like that, you know, I text him like, hey, if you want, I can open for one of your artists. I'm willing to help. Another thing I always do is I always, even if I'm not performing, I always asking like, oh, do you need help? I can help you with the logistics. I can help you with like bringing people. I can help you with your outfit. I love help other artists because that's how I met more people and that's how I made my networking bigger. And lately I create a show named The Show of Nativi, El Show de Nativi. El Show de Nativi is like, it can be many different things. So right now is a rock Latino tribute.
Okay.
So
like music like Maná and things of that nature?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
like
Juanes
type of situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's dope. All right. That just started?
That just started.
Okay, cool. That sounds dope. Okay.
So I created the outfit and everything with my designer. She designs the outfit for this show. So I've done it 2 times already in the city. And I sell tickets and everything. I did the tickets, physical tickets. I did everything my way. Everything my own way. It was in a place in Queens. They have amazing sound, amazing lightning. So people came. And I used this as a way to promote my own songs. Because people already know these songs. They come from them. And they sing, they have fun, and they listen to my new release song. And that's the plan, you know? El Show de Nativi can be many different things. Right now is a season when I'm performing this rock Latino, but the next show that I'm putting together is going to be something more summery, like ukulele, charango. We're going to have like a different vibe. So I create those shows, and yeah.
So how did you create those shows? You know, people are going to be like, yo, this girl's been in the country for 5 years and she's already creating these nice shows? Because, like, people are showing up to these events. You, like you said, you have good sound. Like, you're actually paying attention to the sound system to make sure that it's good and you're actually putting on decent shows. So, you know, how were you able to do that? It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work and it's a little stressful because I'm alone in this country. I don't have family. So I do everything myself, but I'm very grateful I have good friends that I can call family. And they show support. They give me some advices. I want to say hi to my friend Darius. He's been producing my sound. He's also singing in this Missing You song that we just released. And he's been helping me a lot, like giving me a lot of advices and everything. So the way I put this show together was... In the beginning, an idea of Gabriel Castro. He told me, you should make a show, like put some songs together and then I can promote your show. So that was my mission in the beginning. I was like, okay, he's going to promote my show. So I need to put a show together and put a name to the show and everything. So different ideas came up, different artists. You have to find like the guitar player, the drummer, the bass player, and you have to like, you know, have a good chemistry.
Yes.
Química.
Yeah. Con ellos. Chemistry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. So that's been a long journey. You know, it's been like a year. So I finally decided, and I'm like, okay, this came up some way, And rock latino is the music that I've been growing with my whole life because my father played for me. All these artists are old, you know, but their music is so good that we still have it until nowadays.
Wow, your father was a musician.
No.
Oh, no, your father used to play you the music.
Exactly.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's how you got the history of music.
He used to play that music for me when I was a kid, like 10 years old. My whole life, he was playing over and over and over and over, like Soda Stereo and Nanitos Verdes, Maná. And I was like, okay, let me make this song. Tribute/ El Show de Nativ and make it happen. People love it. I love it. I just always said the worst part of the show is the end. Because it goes so fast.
It does.
I had so much fun.
Yeah, it's like
so
a movie.
So much fun.
You know?
Yeah, and people are singing with me the whole time. And yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful to have that energy from people. And that's what motivates me more to, you know, keep making my music and keep putting artists together. The last thing I did and the thing that I feel like ¿cómo se diría? Como me siento muy contenta, muy orgullosa.
Proud.
Proud. Mm-hmm. De que this year, after sometimes, like in the beginning of the year, I was like, I want to make events. Because I like them. I like the organizing part. And I also, think that there is a way to meet more people. It has to be a way to meet more people. So I was telling my friends, I want to make events here and there. And you know, manifesting, we end up creating a house that makes events named Merarchy, and we start making events.
Wow.
So it's been like a lot of things. And this in these events, we I perform. I had the chance to show people what I do, show people my work. I also had the chance to help other artists. I also have the chance to learn more. So I feel like it's that. Just find a way to learn more, even if you're not the artist at that day. Find a way to make more events, because one day I will have to, you know, like my tour, and I will need to know a lot of things, and it's a way to learn things by doing them, you know?
Yeah. But you need money for these events, though. People go, but you need money to make an event. You know, how do you, do you have investors? Like, how does that work out? You know what I mean? Are you doing a GoFundMe campaign? Like, how's that? you just did all, you were just serviceable and people just wanted to do you favors. I mean, if that's what happened, I mean, I'm not surprised, because I always tell people when you're there for people and you're serviceable and you're doing things, you know, the right way and talking to the right people, and they see your hard work and your work ethic, they might do you some favors. You know what I'm saying? So, as you know, like, how were you able to raise the money for these events?
So it's funny because Merarchy is a house with different people, right? Mm-hmm. So me, I'm in charge of artists and mm-hmm. sound and make it happen. With the artists. Another person is in charge of photos. Another person is in charge of videos. And like, there is one piece in our family to make this happen. The key is connections and contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And the other key is to make strategies.
Mm-hmm.
So one strategy I have for every event I do, it's every artist have to get paid. No matter if it's a little, if it's a lot, I want them to get paid. So for this event, I'll push them by giving them a percentage of whatever tickets they sell. And I've been performing a lot this year. No one pay me. Like, some shows, they pay me because it was like private. But when you perform for an event, when you perform on a bar or any place, they don't pay you. they like, oh, you can come here, perform, show your music, but they don't pay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, my artists, is they have to get paid.
Okay.
So that's one way we make money with Merarchy, and the artists also can make money. And another way is to find sponsors.
Oh, okay.
So I find sponsors. With our last event, we have free weed.
Okay.
Free tattoos.
Oh, wow.
And
hey, that's always going to get the young people to come out, you know?
So, like, find the sponsors.
Hey, I love it. Hey, you got to use what you have at your disposal. I like it. Wow, that was, thank you so much for that information. I want to move to the next point because we have a lot to discuss. You know, what would you tell the new artists? You know what I mean? You're a new artist. You're going through these things right now. Is there anything that we haven't spoken about right today that you would tell new artists, you know, that are coming to America? Let's keep it focused there. Any artists that are coming from South America to New York City or Miami or LA or wherever, you know, Austin, wherever those places may be, what would you tell them?
I would tell them it's very important to understand that, first of all, where you want to go with this? You want to be an artist and for yourself, for your family, that's perfectly fine. But if you want to make money with this, you have to think as an entrepreneur and as a business person. You have to change your mindset, because I see a lot of creative people, a lot of talented people that are not making it because they are not thinking business ways. And there's a lot of ways to make your career or your music become a business. And there's a lot of steps. You can go anywhere, like YouTube University, my friend always says. So you can go on YouTube and search, like, how can I like start making music as a business, as a career, as a and make money with it. So I will tell them, have that in mind. Sometimes it's not enough with being talented. And that's why we see a lot of people like, oh, he don't even know how to sing, or she don't even know how to sing, but they know how to move, or they know how to be a business person. And I think that's a big key for this.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Elaborate information here, man, you know, from Nat V, right? Nat V?
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no, we're not done yet. No, you know what I'm saying? That was just, we're still at the beginning. I'm about to plug the sponsors. Well, you know, the podcast is sponsored by OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, and attitudeon10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. And don't forget my training videos, baby. Go to aowent.com or DM me. I'll send them out to you. You know what I mean? I got a free training video plus some other good stuff. That is follows that up. You know what I mean? If you're interested in beginning a new podcast and getting your voice heard out there. And we also have affiliate links below that'll tell you what about the microphones that we use, the cameras that we're using, even the older cameras and microphones that we use, the lights and all that stuff. You know, good information, good stuff, great prices. So, you know, stick with us here at the Angular Words podcast, and we'll definitely continue to be putting you on. Now, I want to discuss this Ecuadorian music, like, scene right now. You know, like, I go to Queens, and I'm gonna be honest, the Ecuadorians be holding it down. Like, I don't know. You know, it's great to see, because I love to see the evolution of New York and the evolution of music within different genres and different demographics of people. And I'm like, yo, what's up with y'all, man? Y'all so cool. Like, you're doing a lot of music, man. That's like, it's like a big community out here. Did you notice that being out here?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I love this city, because there's a lot of Ecuadorian people here. So I can always go there and eat my food, which I miss a lot.
Yeah.
And about the Ecuadorian scene, I feel like there is a lot of Ecuadorian artists here in New York that are very talented, and they are making it. They are making it happen. So a problem that we have in my country, and don't take me wrong, I love my country and I love my people, but the way that we were raised, la forma que nos criaron es como, if you're an artist, you're lazy. If you're an artist, you are a crackhead. If you're an artist, you're not going to make it. like, si tú eres un artista, tú no vas a hacer dinero. Tú vas a ser pobre, siempre.
Wow.
That's how they
that's,
see.
Wow, that's so crazy. It's so different from the Puerto Rican culture. It's like,
I know.
Go for it, man. You know what I mean? Like, not all of us, obviously, but you know, it's like, if you're going for yours, you know what I mean? We do tend to embrace it. You know what I mean? Not like that. You know what I mean? It's not as negative as that, what you're mentioning right now. Is that really kind of like, not, you know, obviously everything is different, but generally speaking, you tend to feel that way yourself. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, my family, I love them, but they always like, oh, what are you going to study? Or when are you going to study something?
Yeah.
I'm like, if I study something, it's going to be music. And that's it. That's my life. That's the only thing I know. So they get like, yeah, sure, you know. So right now I feel it's a new generation of people that is showing the world, hey, we are here. We're a small country, but we have talent and we're going to make it. And these people is here in New York. A lot of people that is making it is here in New York because New York believes in art. You see art everywhere. So they support artists. A lot of people are supporting me here more than home because they believe in art. And the funny thing is, like, when you go to New York or you go to a big city and then you come back to your country, people started believing a little more in you. So I feel this scene here in New York about, like, Ecuadorian artists, it's crazy. I have a lot of friends that are, ¿cómo se dice? Comediantes.
Oh, comedians.
Comedians. También hay como gente que está haciendo, claro, música, produciendo. We have a photographer that is a Maluma's photographer. It's from Ecuador. It's from my city.
Nice.
So.
That's a big name, Maluma. You know what I mean? Big deal. He's a big deal.
Yeah.
I saw him live, actually, at one of the Megaton concerts here. He was actually the second to last before Ozuna came out. So, yeah, he's a big deal, Maluma.
Yeah. So, lo que te digo, la generación de ahora está trayendo más el arte y enseñándole a la gente que sí se puede vivir del arte. For all of these young people and kids out there that like and love art, like me, you can do it. You can definitely do it if you believe in yourself. Don't pay attention to what people said. If you feel like you have it, if you feel like you want to paint, you want to sing, you want to dance, do it. The earliest you decide you want to do what you love for your life, the better.
I agree. I agree 100%. Definitely don't wait, man. Do what you got to do as soon as you can do it, honestly. You know, get that money and go out there and, you know, you have nothing to lose, baby. Everything to gain. You know, that's what you got to have embedded in your brain. That was actually, I think that's a Jay-Z lyric that I just spit. But we'll continue on. Now, I understand because, like, you know, as a parent, you know, talking about that point you just made, you know, do your parents get worried? Because, you know what I mean? Women in the music industry in New York, I mean, come on, as a father, as a mother, you got a little nervous, you know what I'm saying? You get a little nervous. You hear all these crazy things that, you know what I'm saying, that happen in the music business. So, you know, what do you tell them to make them calm down about that?
I feel there is a lot of, we've been hearing a lot of things about producers taking advantage of artists, especially when you're a woman.
Yeah, like, I'll give you some freebies, but then they're trying to get laid, man. You know, we're keeping it 100 here. And it's like,
Yeah. Oh,
no, you had the beat and now I'm taking it away because you're not feeling me. So, you know, have you have to deal with that or how do you deal with that? Have you dealt with that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. A little bit in the beginning, but after that, I told myself, if I let these people showing me, like, the way to make it, it's by, like, sleeping with them or something like that, then I will feel like I'm not talented enough to make it. So I always tell myself when someone is have a different intentions with me, I'm like, okay, it doesn't matter if it's Maluma's producer. I'm talented and I'm going to make it no matter what. If it's not this person, it's going to be another person. And you attract people. You attract good people when you change your mindset. So it's very important to believe in yourself. Always believe in yourself. Believe you're going to make it, no matter what. And don't let these people pursue you like, oh, you're not going to make it if you don't sleep with me, or you're not going to make it if you don't this for me. Don't. If you are talented and if you believe in yourself, that's all you need.
Now, I also want to discuss artists that inspire you, right? You're in the music game. You know, obviously we always have inspirations. What made you want to start making music? You know, who inspired you?
Honestly, my mom used to play a lot of Shakira for me.
Okay.
So she was the first artist I started listening to. I remember when I was 5 years old.
I'm a little bit mad at Shakira right now. I don't like what she's doing to PK. I'm not feeling that. People act like I pay attention to what's happening. I try my best. You know, I keep my people suave. Shout out to you. You know what I mean? I got my homegirls too from work that put me on. You know what I'm saying? Even if I'm not talking to them, I hear them talking about it. So I'm like, oh, that's what's going on. Let me check that out real quick. So, but you know, great artist. You know, Shakira's a great artist. I don't think that, you know, I don't like that she put this dude on blast. I think that, you know, as that's the father of your children, baby girl. Come on, man. Let's have some more respect for one another. You know what I mean? But that's just my opinion.
You never know. They might agree. They might make him money and we don't even know.
I know. That's another thing too, right? You never know what's happening behind the scenes.
You never know. Maybe they are laughing.
Okay.
That's how I see things. People make their own marketing as a, you know, it's like, como dicen, en el amor y en la guerra, todo se vale.
Eso sí es la verdad. Eso sí es cierto. All's fair in love and war, folks, just in case you didn't get the metaphor in Spanish. That's how you translate it into English. Shakira, who else did you enjoy
Shakira
growing up?
Shakira and then Adele.
Okay.
Adele is a big inspiration for me.
Okay.
But the biggest inspiration for me is my mom.
Okay.
My mom is an artist. She's a makeup artist. And when we start, we had nothing. Nothing. No support, no nothing. And we were all me, my brother, and my mother against the world. So we helped her. And she was, I'm telling you, from nothing to one of the best, at that time, the best makeup artist in the city. And then she got recognized in the country. You can Google her name and she will appear magazines, newspaper, everywhere. And she told me one day, I'm going to become the best at this. I'm going to become, and a lot of people that le cerraba la puerta en la cara, they were like, nah. She was like, you will hear my name soon. And she worked a lot. Many years, but she showed me that dreams can come true if you work for them.
That's what's up. That's a great story. Wow, man. Shout out to your mom.
Yeah.
So what's happening now? I know you have to go back home now. What's happening now, man? What's happening with that, man?
Yeah. It's a little... So I came here as a tourist first.
Okay.
I didn't know I wanted to stay because I came before as a tourist.
Okay.
Chicago, Miami, different places. And I was like, okay, yeah, I like here. But, you know, I had tenía como mi trabajo en Ecuador.
Sí.
Como makeup artist y como hairstylist with my mom.
Okay.
And we were doing pretty good.
Okay.
So, no necesitaba venir acá.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason I came, whatever. I stayed for a bit. And then I started liking it because I started feeling that freedom that I was talking about. So my mom told me, okay, if you want to stay, stay the legal way. So I find a way to make, change my status from tourist to student.
Okay.
And I did it.
Okay.
And I went to school for 4 years already.
Okay.
But honestly, this last year, I was so focused on music and so focused on making so many things. And I was not attending to classes that much.
Okay.
I mean.
You let it slip.
A bit, yeah.
Okay.
So recently they just told me like, oh, your attendance is too low. We can't help you anymore. Okay. We can't have you here anymore.
Okay.
So suddenly I realized that I have to go back to my country after 5 years.
Okay.
And my mom doesn't even live there anymore. She moves to Canada.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my brothers also, they live in Canada now. So in the beginning, I was like, I was devastated with the news. Because this year, you know, a show on TV is happening. I have, like, my producer, we are making great music, a lot of songs. Like, I had so many plans for this year for me in this country. Because, like, I'm telling you, like, my country is different. They don't have, like, a lot of art opportunities like here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was devastated by the news in the beginning. But when the time comes, I start telling my friends. I start like, this and that, I'm going back, blah, 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 blah. And so many people has been showing me so much love. And I'm a very spiritual person. So I was praying a lot. Every time I don't know what to do, I pray. Every time I feel lost, I pray. So I was praying a lot and asking God for signs. Like, Diosito, por favor, mándame una señal. ¿Qué debo hacer? Should I stay illegal? You know, like with no documents? Or should I do the right thing and go back? And después de hacer mis oraciones, a lot of things started happening. Like, I speak with some people from that I met here that do things there. I speak with them, I'm like, yo, this is happening. They were like, no, it's good for you. You're going to do good. You're going to do good. You're going to do this, 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 and that. And I started getting excited. So now I have a plan. I had so many ideas what I want to do there and how I want to help artists from there to put their music out, encourage people, encourage artists. The way, como yo te digo, cuando yo estaba allá en Ecuador, yo nunca me dediqué a la música porque siempre la gente, mi mamá siempre me apoyó, pero el resto de las personas eran como, ah, no, es otra cosa mejor, estudio otra cosa. So this time, I want to be that person that encourage artists to, you know, do what they love. And also, como tratando de agarrar a la gente de Ecuador que tiene talento, y usar mis conexiones que tengo aquí en Nueva York, las plataformas a las que tengo acceso en Nueva York, que es like Meraki and a lot of other platforms to show New York the artists that we have in Ecuador. And maybe ellos cogen un contrato, tal vez les traen, qué sé yo. So I have a plan now and I feel a veces los planes de Dios son diferentes a los nuestros. Pero if you're trying to see, like, the good side, como el lado bueno de las cosas, you will always find it.
You're going to be the liaison right now to Ecuador, man, you know? Well, she's going to be leaving us with a performance here on the Angel of Words podcast. So we're excited, you know what I mean? Before you leave, you're going to leave us with a performance. We're going to set everything up nice and beautiful for you. But before we do that, right now, it is time to play 5 words with Angel.
5 words with Angel?
Yes. Now on 5 words with Angel, I'm going to give you a word, phrase, or a question. You're going to give me the first word that comes to your head. La primera palabra.
Okay.
Talita.
Hombre.
Okay. La primera una frase. The first one is a phrase. Mi tierra. What do you think about mi tierra?
Ecuador.
All right, cool. The next one is a question. What is your favorite place in Ecuador?
Cuenca.
Okay. All right. The third word is, what is your favorite outfit you have on your Instagram?
I think the Show de Na TV outfit, the last one.
Okay, the last one, Show de Na TV outfit.
Yeah,
all right,
it's like leather pants.
Okay.
And con el trasero afuera. Okay. Like, como de vaqueros.
Oh my God, you wore assless chaps? Are you kidding me? Like Prince? That's insane. Oh my God. Okay, the next word is you are a brave individual, I must say, man. You go all in with your outfits. The next word is, what was your favorite part of New York City?
My favorite part of New York City. There are so many. Yeah, you got me with that question. I love Brooklyn.
Okay.
But I also love Roosevelt Avenue in Queens.
Roosevelt Avenue, you know? Jesus Christ.
Yo,
I try to stay away from there, man. Seriously.
They have the best food ever.
No, the food is great.
The food is great.
Yeah, I like this place called Cositas Ricas. I go there a lot.
I go there a lot.
Yeah, that's my place. I love the empanadas there. That's my spot. Yeah.
They always open.
Yeah, they always open. You know what I mean?
Pollos Mario.
Oh, yeah. Pollos a la Brasa Mario. Shout out to y'all. You already know, you know? I used to get around, man. You know, I don't leave the studio anymore. But back in the days, I used to get that food in. You know what I mean? All right. And the final word is when you think about yourself, Nat V, and your future, what do you think? The first word that comes to your head.
Madison Square Garden sold out.
Ooh, that's it, man. That's it. Sold out garden here in NYC, the Mecca. Everyone, that was Five Words with Angel, sponsored by OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world. And attitudeon10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. Now, Nat B, before we get to the show, before we get to the fun stuff as well, could you give a message to your people? You're going back. Give them a message. You know what I mean? Look into that camera. Give them a message to the artist. Whatever you feel is best.
I want to give a message to the artists in my country. Sean valientes, sean fuertes, y no se preocupen tanto por el dinero, que eso viene cuando uno hace lo que uno ama de corazón. Y estén listos porque los voy a estar buscando. Quiero colaborar con ustedes, quiero trabajar con ustedes, quiero ayudarles con todo mi conocimiento y de todo corazón, pues, you know, I want to be back here soon too. Otra cosa que quiero decirles es, listen to my new song, Missing You. It's out there in all platforms. Nat TV, Missing You, featuring theirs.
There you go. Now, continue on with that. Where can we find you? How can we stay in tune with you? You know, where can we find you? Instagram, Spotify, like, you know, where's your stuff going to be? What can we be expecting?
Natty B. Okay. N-A-T-V. Like the TV.
For real? That's how you find you on Instagram? N-A-T-V?
N-A-T-V. Okay. Natty B. On Instagram, you can find me as a Natty V Music.
Okay.
But if you put N-A-T-V, my name will show the first. So cool. That's the name que tengo en todas las plataformas y todas partes.
All right. Is there anything else you need them to know to find you? We touched all the bases.
I just want to say thank you so much, MRI, for everything that you've been doing for me lately. Thank you so much, Angel, for having me
tonight. Of
course,
of course. You're welcome.
And thank you so much to my team that produced my sound. And thank you so much to my family for supporting me, to my friends for supporting me, and to all of my South American people, all of my people. Los llevo en el corazón.
Ya tú sabes, yo iba a anunciar, she's about to presentar, Natty V's gonna sing right after this. Everyone, don't forget to tap on that subscribe button. Also, follow us on Spotify and all podcast platforms. Don't forget to click on those links in the description in order to, you know, to purchase the equipment you need to get started on your own podcast, man, because you need to get your voice heard out there, man. It's important to me that you do that. Also, don't forget about the training videos. Please stay in tune with AOWENT. And on there as well, we have the blog. Our sponsors today were OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world. AttitudeOn10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. And that's it, everybody. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel. Live from the Angel Awards Studios. Visiting us from Ecuador, we have the talented Nat V with Missing You.
Hey, much love for Darius who produced this song. Thank you so much for watching. Se acabou, não te buscarei. Oh, your promises I'm going through some shit All by myself I really want this mess up crazy. But I've been thinking about you lately. You know I love you, but you hate me. You were supposed to be my baby, but I fucked it. Duele tanto esto, quiero regresar. Ser la misma y antes tú perdonar. I don't want to be with you, and I don't wanna go back with you. Me extrañando, te he estado extrañando. Te estoy necesitando, ay Dios. Estado extrañando, I can't complain. I learned something from this. Don't you worry, I'll be just fine. Los errores del pasado, quiero recordar solo lo bueno a tu lado. Porque te he estado extrañando, te he estado. This mess out crazy. But I've been thinking about you lately. You know I love you, but you hate me. You're supposed to be my baby, but I thought that I really tanto eso quiero regresar. Ser la misma que antes todo perdonar. I don't want to be with you, and I don't wanna go back with you. But dear boy, estaba extrañando, te estaba extrañando. Escucha, escucha bien si hablo bajito. Es que si gritó, todos se van a escuchar. El que le hizo ya la olvidó. El que la recibió nunca la olvidará. Y ya verás de todo lo que soy capaz. Voy a encontrarme a mí misma. Tropiezo en la caída. Thank you so much.
Woo, that was one of Ecuador's finest talents. Te estaba extrañando, missing you by Natty V. Don't forget to follow her on all those DSPs, me on those podcast platforms. Don't forget to subscribe, everybody. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel.